We'll share the reading together. It's inside your order of service, and it's the very beginning of John's Gospel. It's called a kind of prologue, but it sums up in some respects all that John wrote about Jesus throughout the whole of his letter, his Gospel. And there are some very profound and significant words in this short passage. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. May God bless his word to our hearts. This is the beginning of Advent this coming week, and Advent being the coming of Jesus and as a babe in Bethlehem. And so the church and the secular society around us also has begun its move towards Christmas. Preparations are being made of varying kinds. This afternoon, I want to draw attention to the preparation that God made for Christmas in terms of his giving to us so long ago. We're going to unwrap a little bit of the gift of Jesus on this Tuesday, because we'll be looking at it over successive Tuesdays towards Christmas. And I know that in society and out in the street, the shops have been for some time preparing you for Christmas. The adverts on the television and the things that you see, the adverts on your computer once you open it each day, are all about what you should buy as a Christmas gift and what you should give for Christmas. And they're seeking to dictate to you and to tell you what you should get all these special people in your life for Christmas. And usually it's relatively expensive. And therefore, you're under pressure from the word go, and we speak about the stress of Christmas. I want to focus this afternoon on God's preparation for Christmas. And it was long, long ago, because it was not in time, it was in eternity. It was before the world began. And he speaks about the Word. John speaks about the Word. In the beginning was the Word. And when you think of words, you think of words that are spoken, words that carry weight, words that mean something, words that are significant, words that show what the person wants you to know about themselves. In other words, words are the means by which we share ourselves. Words are the means by which we communicate ourselves. Words are the means by which we show what kind of people we are. And we often speak about words giving us away and showing the real person beneath sometimes the surface that's there. And so John speaks about the Word. And he says that the Word, and this passage that we read, in the beginning was the Word. The Word existed before the beginning. We read in Genesis, the very first book of the Bible, the start of all creation. It says, in the beginning, God. This passage says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word actually existed before time. And that's a very significant statement. The language here is reminiscent of Genesis 1 and creation. And this is because John is writing about a new beginning and a new creation. And in doing so, he recalls the old. The essential meaning here is there never was a time when the Word was not in existence. The verb was means eternal existence. The Word was in the beginning of history and also at the root of the universe. Heavy stuff for 12:45 on a Tuesday afternoon. But he puts out the Word in its proper perspective. What we're dealing with here is the Word being the means whereby God communicates himself, his thinking. It's about God's showing himself to men and women. He reveals himself and chooses when and how. The knowledge of God, of the Word brings is not static. It's not mere information. It is actually life itself. Then he says the Word was with God. And the word with means towards God. He's at one with God. There is the concept of both difference and unity here. The Father and the Word work together with one purpose, with one mind. There's both identity and diversity. The relationship is one of divinity, but also one of a difference of person. The meaning of Word is slowly unfolding here. And then there's this statement, the Word was God. There's nothing higher to be said than this by John or anyone else. The Word is identified with God as divine, sharing in his presence, his eternity, his creation, his self-revelation. Then he speaks about the Word and creation, not only the Word and God, but the Word and creation. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that had been made. In terms of creation, the meaning here is not that it was created, but that made, the word made means brought into being. Through this word, the world was brought into being. The world was created, and he was a means whereby things came into being in the very beginning of time. The Father is the source, but the Word is the means. They work together in all things, and this is first seen in creation. His work is not so much creative as bringing into being through the Word. By the Word, nothing exists that the Word did not bring into being. Life itself was in the Word, and this life brings light, he says, into men's lives, into their darkness. It's both essential life, life as we know it, but also the life of God brought to men in him. The very life of the living God brought to men. That light penetrates our darkness, and the darkness can neither understand it, nor, as one translation puts it, it can't extinguish it. Not at any time. And certainly not now in the age in which we live. The meaning of the Word is still unfolding here. Then it speaks about the Word and John the Baptist. John came, he says, to bear witness of this light of the Word. John was a significant figure of his time. And he came to be the precursor of the coming of the Messiah. And it says that in terms of the Word, he came to bear witness to the light. He was not the light, but he spoke about the light. This light will bring the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. And the Word comes to communicate God to us. Heavy stuff for first thing in the afternoon on a Tuesday. But I don't think we really understand all this until we go to verse 14. Which is not included here. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. The meaning of the word is, this is Jesus. The word is Jesus. All the fullness of God is in Jesus, and he is God's gift to the world from the very beginning, throughout all of time, and for eternity. Here is the kind of gift that we need to give each other at Christmas. Here is the gift that God unpacks for us this Christmas again. Here is the gift that God has not only wrapped up, but unwrapped and unfolded and shown to the whole world over all of time, and now again at this particular time. A gift to be simply received by faith. A gift to be accepted in the spirit in which it is given. And a gift that cost God everything. It costs us nothing but our sin. Nothing but our failures. Nothing but our weakness. And when he comes to our lives, he redeems and changes all of that. For me, and hopefully for you today, this is the starkest, most amazing statement made in history. It's simple, and yet it's profound. It's understandable, and yet deeply life-changing. It's comforting, and at the same time is a massive challenge to the secular thinking of our day. Here in this word, Jesus, is God's gift to you. Accept it and let it change your life. Open up as a Christian again today to this Jesus and let him transform your life again. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let's bow together.